The God of the Brokenhearted. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Psalm 34, verse 18. In an article dated 1892, titled The Beatitude for the Unsuccessful, J.R. Miller wrote, "The God of the Bible is the God of the brokenhearted. The world cares little for broken hearts. Indeed, people oftentimes break hearts by their cruelty, their falseness, their injustice, their coldness, and then move on as heedlessly as if they had trodden only on a worm. But God cares. Physicians in their rounds do not stop at the homes of the well, but of the sick. So it is with God and His movements through this world. It is not to the whole and the well, but to the wounded and stricken that He comes with sweetest tenderness. Jesus said of His mission, 'He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.' Isaiah 61, verse 1. We look upon trouble as misfortune. We say that the life is being destroyed which is passing through adversity. But the truth which we find in the Bible does not so represent suffering. God is a repairer and restorer of the hurt and ruined life. He takes the bruised reed and by His gentle skill makes it whole again until it grows into fairest beauty. The love and grace of God minister sweet blessing of comfort and healing to restore the broken and wounded hearts. God is the God of those who fail. There is a special divine promise which says, 'My strength is made perfect in weakness.' 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. When we are conscious of our own insufficiency, then we are ready to receive of the divine sufficiency. Thus our very weakness is an element of strength. Our weakness is an empty cup which God fills with His own strength. You may think that your weakness unfits you for noble, strong, beautiful living, or for sweet, gentle, helpful serving. You wish you could get clear of it. It seems to burden you, an ugly spiritual deformity. But really, it is something which He will transform into a blessing, a source of His power. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." Psalm 147, verse 3.